Weather was great this past weekend.
It was awesome.
Do you have a little reminder of that on your body right now?
Are you talking about on the top of your head?
Oh, my God.
What? It looked a little red up there.
Oh, my God.
Red.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
Usually there's a reason
Listen.
Why.
All right. Never.
We bring up these discussions.
Stop. Stop. We'll get to it in a minute. Hang on.
Nailed
Is it that obvious?
Well, I mean,
okay. All right. Never. Don't answer that. Don't answer that.
Okay.
Real quick. Got a text from Mason who said, "Wow, Kelly, this is supposed to be a safe space." Mason is referring to the fact that I have an awkward sunburn.
Mason, listen. If you know anything about this show, anytime Ben wants to bring up a random topic like this, it's usually because it's inspired by his life.
So
I just noticed a little spot.
So the weather this weekend was great. Sun was shining. I went out, did a long run, mowed the lawn. I come inside, take a shower. My daughter, Zoe, looks at me and goes, "Did you wear your hat backwards?"
Uh-huh.
And I said, "Yes. Why?" She goes, "No reason. You just have a sunburn on your forehead."
See, Mason? It was his daughter first.
I have a sunburn.
Yeah.
And you can see, and it's faded a little bit, but
right,
you can
that
see.
That wasn't the obvious part. It was the red part above that. That's still
Thanks,
a
Kelly.
Little glowing.
Thanks.
It's going to turn into bronze goodness, though.
Yeah,
by
but
the
only
end of the
in
day.
But only in one spot.
It'll blend in because, like, it kind of matches your hair and your facial hair. Just all kind of blends together. It's monochromatic.
By the way, we got a text from Sean who says, "Not a sunburn, but I work outside and wear a backwards snapback all day." And then sent us this photo, which, buddy, Sean, that is a sunburn.
Oh, yeah. That's more
that
obvious.
Is,
the white.
That is a sunburn.
Does, yeah. That's a little bit more of a stark. Ben's is subtle.
It's subtle.
But we've been there, right? You get caught off guard because we haven't been in the whole I need sunscreen realm outside for a while.
Yeah. And so.
My son was the same way. He went to see a baseball game.
Yep.
He came back with red on the fronts of his legs and arms and his face.
Yeah, that's rough. When you're not expecting it, you haven't had to deal with the sun or sunscreen in months.
Yes.
And that first sunshiny weather, man, I'm telling you, that'll get you.
Amy says wore a cute strappy top hiking,
mm-hmm.
forgot sunscreen, and the tiny crisscross straps gave me a full-on geometry lesson across my chest.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's awkward, especially when it's in the front.
Yeah, I don't know if you have any awkward sunburn stories to share, but this is what we're dealing with right now, especially when we're in the year where it's...
We're getting in there, that time of year.
There,
yeah, it's going to have to remember the sunscreen. Rebecca, I fell asleep at the beach holding my iced coffee. My hand shielded part of my stomach, so now I currently have a perfect pale handprint like a ghost tried to grab me.
That's funny.
I kind of like that.
Krista sent us a text, said, "Riding down to E-Town when they had the Bikes, Barbecues, and Blues Fest. Bandana covering part of my head. Pull it back and have half pasty white forehead.
Oh, gosh.
I got bangs later that week because there was no hiding that mistake, and I was heading to a national convention with my team, all competitors, and nationwide clients the next weekend. And she's got a big white pasty line on her forehead.
You could try bronzer, but that's going to be tough.
I mean, when it's on your forehead, that's hard to hide.
It is.
That is hard to hide.
Dave said, "Went tubing shirtless, didn't wear sunscreen. My chest was fine, but somehow my armpits got roasted. Didn't know that was even possible. Walked around like a broken robot for 3 days.
Like,
ouch.
Ow.
Ouchie.
Ow. I don't know if you've got any more to share. You can. 502-795-1997 is our text line.
Oh, Hannah with the bikini.
All right. We'll get to her coming up. All right.
Oh, man.
More of those on the way on 99.70 JX. Those awkward sunburns. Show of hands, who else got an awkward sunburn this past weekend thanks to the unusually bright and shiny weather, sunshiny weather that we got?
It was warm, and you just didn't think about it. You're like, oh, it's not time of the year where I need to wear sunscreen and extended hours outside. Right?
Except my daughter Zoe was all about the UV index and was like, oh, this is the perfect UV index.
Oh,
this is the perfect UV index. I want to be outside. This is the perfect UV index. I'm like, who are you?
Well, apparently she's one that cares about the UV index.
UV index, right, exactly. Hannah said, I got a new bikini with cute cutouts. Big mistake.
Oh, no.
Stomach now has polka dots.
Oh, no. Oh, well.
Oh, shoot.
Oh, no. Jason, I'm bald. I fell asleep face down at the pool. Woke up with a perfect sunglasses tan on the back of my head.
Oh, no.
I don't even know how that happened. Oh, no. Oh, you've seen that before, though. Like, guys put sunglasses on the back of their head for some reason,
right.
Carried around. Yeah. You just fell asleep that way. Oh, no, no.
Awkward sunburns. Shelby said, do tanning beds count? If so, my butt crack got burnt.
Oh!
That hurts.
Oh, ouchie.
That hurts.
Oh, ouchie.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not good.
All right, just a couple more. Wendy, I wore my hair in a middle part all day. My scalp got sunburned in a straight line. Brushing my hair was brutal. That hurts.
Yes.
That hurts.
And if you're thin-haired, sometimes you can get sunburn through your hair.
Yeah.
Like on your whole scalp.
Are you speaking from experience?
Yes.
Okay.
Ouchie.
All right. Well, hey, thank you for all of us
sharing
together.
Sharing misery.
Yes, sharing my misery.
This is one of those Ben needs help in sharing his misery segments.